someone offers dirt on his 2020 rivals, President Trump will listen. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I think you might want to listen. There's nothing wrong with listening.
Telling ABC News, if it's a foreign government offering information, it's not interference.
This is somebody that said, we have information on your opponent. Oh, let me call the FBI. Give me a break.
Though he did say if he thought something was wrong, he'd maybe call the FBI. The Democrats running against him are reacting. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, Democrats are calling the president's comments un-American, unpatriotic, and unbelievable. House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff told MSNBC the president has no ethical standards.
We're going to have to spell it out crystal clear in the law that getting dirt from a foreign power is considered a prohibited foreign contribution to a campaign.
Some 2020 Democratic candidates again calling for impeachment. Former Vice President Joe Biden saying the president is a national security threat. Senator Kamala Harris tweeting, China is listening. Russia is listening. North Korea is listening. Dave?
Rachel, a face-off on the streets of Memphis, Tennessee. Protesters battled cops, throwing rocks and bricks at police who used tear gas. The crowd was angry over U.S. Marshals shooting and killing a wanted man they say rammed his car into police vehicles, then got out of his car with a weapon. In Los Angeles County, the sheriff's deputy shot Monday night has died. Joseph Solano was shot in the head while off duty waiting for his food at a restaurant. The accused gunman is in custody. It was party time in St. Louis. The Blues won hockey Stanley Cup for the first time in their history. After a 4-2 win over the 4-1 win rather over the Boston Bruins, Game 7 of the NHL's final.
It feels freaking awesome, yeah!
The Blues had the worst record in the NHL back in January and then surged to win the Cup. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us. And find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments. Clearly better. Money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Attorney General Barr has threatened to be held in contempt of Congress over not handing over the full Mueller report. Now the House Oversight Committee has voted to hold him in contempt and Commerce Secretary Ross for not turning over documents they demand about the 2020 census.
This begs the question, what is being hidden?
That's after the White House asserted executive privilege. Democrat Elijah Cummings chairs the committee at issue a citizenship question on the census that's being challenged legally. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway says let the Supreme Court decide.
Lawyers and those who, I guess, play lawyer on TV can all have at it.
Hours after Donald Trump Jr. talked to the Senate Intelligence Committee for the second time in its Russia investigation, someone who used to work for the president agreed to talk to House Democrats.
Hope Hicks has agreed to a transcribed interview in a closed session with the House Judiciary Committee next week. Hicks is a former White House communications director and Trump campaign press secretary. She was issued a subpoena from the committee last month as part of the panel's investigation into the special counsel's report. Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler says Hicks will be asked about Russian interference efforts in potential obstruction of justice and presidential misconduct. Hicks is now an executive vice president and chief communications officer for Fox Corporation. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
One day in prison. That was John Vandemore's sentence. The former sailing coach at Stanford University was the first one to face punishment in the college admissions bribery scandal.
I have taken responsibility for my actions.
Vandemore, a judge says, has already served his time. It also includes house arrest and a $10,000 fine. There are dozens of parents and coaches caught up in the scandal, including actresses Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising ahead of the opening bell. Oil prices also higher after two tankers were attacked in the Middle East. This is Fox News.
Hey, good morning, ESPN 93.5. I am Stevie J. Local news brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal, in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Opening statements began yesterday in the trial of Brent Christensen, accused of killing Yinyin Jiang. In their opening statements, his defense attorney said Christensen is responsible for the woman's death. A Rantoul man has gotten 3 years of probation after admitting he had ecstasy in his car when police stopped him on Interstate 57 earlier this year. 22-year-old Buddy Tackett Anderson also was ordered to pay more than $3,200 in fines and costs. The car had been pulled over for seatbelt violations. Two people have been charged with aggravated arson in connection to a weekend fire. That fire broke out at the Bankier Apartments property in the Campus Town area. The News Gazette says Champaign firefighters said a resident saw flames and called 911. Firefighters got that fire out quickly, but the fire did tens of thousands of dollars in damage. Two teenage boys have been charged in the case. Both are being held in the juvenile detention center pending hearings next week. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, this is Justin Gensler with Illinois National Bank. Our mortgage team is complete. Feel and see the difference in the process when you work with the mortgage team at IMB. We help you save on fees and we work with you directly. We're not starting the process and then sending you to someone else to do the rest of the work. We'll walk with you hand in hand through the entire process. Whether it's your first home or your fourth, work with me and my team at Illinois National Bank.
Illinois National Bank. We make it easy to apply for a mortgage or construction loan. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS number 611367.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service and brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. They turn your feelings into flowers. Two locations, Village at the Crossing Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana. Call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. Well, Diane, how do we look today?
A little cooler. We're at 55 now, up to around 70, down to 49 this evening. Sunny and breezy with winds up to 25 miles per hour. Sunshine as we wrap up the week tomorrow with a high 80, low 63. 79 the high on Saturday, 83 the high on Sunday, with partly cloudy conditions and a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Again, it's 55 now on ESPN 93.5.
You said it rained out neighborhood nights last night?
Yes.
That means my flowers got watered. That's awesome.
It's true. We had some pretty strong storms coming through. And Southridge Park for New Souls tonight from 6:30 to 8. Free popcorn and lemonade to those who bring their lawn chair out. Southridge Park, by the way, just near our studios here at the Pines in Urbana off Myra Ridge and Windsor Roads.
Oh, Myra Ridge and Windsor Road. Way down there?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a neat
awesome
park. Yep.
Very good. ESPN 93.5. I'm down in Marion, Illinois. My daughter Grace, Miss Illinois, will be crowning a new Miss Illinois coming up Saturday night. Grace danced last night to How Great Thou Art. That was a very, 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 very good. And it was very moving. Grace received a standing ovation from the crowd. It was the first time she walked out. So she's leaving a great legacy down here. It's been essentially a young lady raised in the Miss America organization. She's been doing this for 10 years. And it's something she's always dreamed about being is on the Miss America stage. And she got it done. But I don't think anybody's ever won a preteen, teen, and a Miss title. And she did that. And she worked extraordinarily hard. I'd mentioned, I'm sure, last year many times that because of swimsuit competition, and by the way, there is some sort of a rumor going around. I don't know what's going to happen, but Gretchen Carlson resigned from Miss America. NBC is signed on to be the new network. It was ABC last year. And none of us would be surprised if swimsuit would come back. It'll be interesting to see, but last year in the state, swimsuit competition was part of it, and Grace worked out twice a day for 8 months, eating turkey burgers and asparagus.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the commitment it takes at this level. So they had preliminaries last night, and half did talent, half did onstage questions. So it's a different feeling. Last year when I was broadcasting here, obviously we were a little more nervous, a little more anxious, simply because Grace was competing. We knew she was doing pretty well, but again, you never know. Anyway, it's a whole different feel. This is like a, you know, wave and walk and hey, thanks, and it's been great and all that. So it'll be a little emotional Saturday night, I'm sure. We've lived a lot of our life in this system.
Stevie,
well,
I just
good morning
to
again.
Say really quickly about her speaking to our youth about you matter. Let's talk about how important that message was, especially when I saw her at area high schools giving an assembly.
She just believes, and it's kind of inspired by a young lady that she was at Young Life Camp with, and Grace was in charge of the dock at Malibu, which is north of Vancouver. It's just heaven on earth for her. It's stunningly beautiful with lakes and mountains surrounding. And this young lady came down to the dock all by herself and just sat there, and her legs swinging in the water, and she sat there for hours. And so finally on the second day, maybe the third day, Grace went up to her and said, "Can I sit down?" And she sat down with this young lady. And, you know, Grace says sometimes it isn't the words, it's the presence that you offer to someone. And she learned that this young lady was really struggling with a whole lot of her life and even wondering why she wakes up in the morning. And so Grace got some intervention. She found some counselors that knew her, and everybody kind of got together. And so from that experience of kind of opening up to this young lady and really learning a little about her life and giving her somebody to talk to, Grace, it challenges all of us that when we see someone sitting in the corner of a room or a classroom or a lunchroom, that we go up and do the humane thing. How you doing? And be kind. Because there are a lot of people that we all experience, even in our adult life, that are alone. And so she spoke about that briefly last night, that we all have our own people in our own lives that are at the corner of the dock that need somebody to talk to. So she believes that all people matter, that you're here for a reason, that you wake up for a reason, and that's been kind of her message for the last 12 months. She was on WSIL television yesterday morning. I think she did a radio show as well. And she was on with us yesterday morning. But when she was on WSIL, which I think is Carbondale, she was offered a job on the spot.
Oh, my goodness. So, awesome.
And I said, well, what kind of job? And they kind of said, whatever you want to do. So I don't know. She still has another semester. She's thinking about grad school. But in any event, she would love to continue talking to kids. Her total joy is, you know, being with, you know, people, particularly middle school and high school. And boy, do we know a lot of kids at that age that are really searching and struggling a little bit. And she loves connecting with them and trying to lift them up. She believes in lifting people up. And it's going to be, you know, different because, you know, for 10 years, this has always been on her mind, ultimately, to get to Miss America. And now that goal has been accomplished, and she's excited and happy that happened. But now it's on to the next thing. So it's been great. It's been very formative for her. And she's loved representing Champaign-Urbana. She's loved representing, you know, the Miss America organization for Miss Illinois. So it has been a really, really fun time. So we'll all be together Saturday night when she gives up her crown. And the next young lady will have the challenge of being Miss Illinois for the year and getting to go to NBC. By the way, the pageant was a quick turnaround last summer. You remember our send-off party that we had in late August, and it was a whirlwind from June from the crowning to Miss America in September. This year, NBC has it in January, where it was for a number of years, so they've got 6-8 months to prepare, which I guess is good and bad. It was a real whirlwind for 12 weeks, but boy, that's a long time to prepare, because that'll be intense with the interviews. We did 21 mock interviews with 80 people.
I mean,
it was a lot of work, but it was a lot of fun. Hey, we had a lot to talk about this morning. We'll get right into it. The St. Louis Blues are the hockey champions of the world. It has sucked the energy out of all of St. Louis. The Cardinals have a virus. Let's get right two sports headlines at a quarter after seven. Diane Ducey.
Okay, thanks, Stevie. Yep, it's true. St. Louis Cardinals were blanked 9-0 by the Marlins yesterday. Let's get your Redbird recap here on ESPN 93.5.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. And last night in Miami, the Cardinals ran into a buzzsaw. A run in the first inning on a Cooper triple. He scored on a single by Brian Anderson. Then Garrett Cooper with two outs in the second after the Cardinals failed to turn a double play. And Miles Michaelis walked Garrett Anderson to load the bases. Cooper hit a slam. It was 5-0 on the way to a 9-0 Marlins win.
That's all that Jordan Yamamoto needed. He was making his major league debut. He gave up just three hits and seven innings of work. The Hawaii native, just 23, had a big night.
And his first major league strikeout was Hawaii native Colton Wong.
Workout buddies in the offseason. The Cardinals just honestly couldn't get anything going offensively, made some mistakes, and just didn't execute.
No time to worry about last night. Tonight, the Cardinals have to face Jacob deGrom. He's 3-6 for the Mets. Jack Flaherty will go for the Cardinals. Game one at Citi Field of a four-game series.
They need a bounce-back performance from the rotation for Jack Flaherty.
We're on the air tonight at 5:15.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Cubs blanked the Rockies. That final was 10-1. Kyle Schwarber, a big bat. They're getting up for another series to start up in L.A. against the Dodgers. So that's a 9-10 start on U.S. 105.9. Chicago White Sox with the day off yesterday. They've got the New York Yankees, and that series starting up at 7-10. So we'll look forward to that. Again, everybody's talking about the Stanley Cup champions. 4-3, 4-1 was the final over the Boston Bruins. I have a little bit of audio from the call last night.
Fed to the point, here's a shot, and blocked in front by Shen. Recovered by Achari to the goal. Rebound, huge save, right leg of Jordan Binnington. He just stole a goal away for the Bruins with 11 minutes to go in the third. And the Blues up 2-0. Raise them high. 5 seconds to go. And the time winds down. They did it. It's over. The game is over. The series is over. The wait is over. And the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions for the first time in franchise history.
The party was big time. I think they had a viewing party at, Cardinal Nation is just coming out to Bush and all that. And wow.
Yeah, they had a big watch party down there, and I'm pretty sure the St. Louis Cardinal baseball team was watching the game as well in the dugout, the way they played. So anyway, I'm a little salty. I'm happy for the Blues, but the Cardinals are, something's wrong with the St. Louis Cardinals. They have a virus. They are not well, and this is going to take a shakeup because the chemistry on that team is like, ho-hum, let's go to the bank. We leave home at 3 to get, through traffic. And there's no urgency on that team, and it's inexplicable that this team can be that bad, but they're really bad at baseball. Inconsistent, can't hit, can't field. They got guys that can't play. And nothing will change if they don't shake this up because the chemistry is too comfortable and these guys don't have any urgency. And the Cardinals are a pretty bad baseball team, and I'm pretty shocked about it. But if they continue as it is now, they will continue to win 2, lose 3, win 1, lose 2, win 2, lose 1. It's a 500 baseball team at best, and I don't think Cardinal fans will stand for it.
Of course, weather brought to you by Toronto and Golden State tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's a dandy. Weather brought to you by Gerber Collision. What do you do when you get it to Gerber? When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out. That's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout Central Illinois. Visit GerberCollision.com or call 8777-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
Well, we've got some sunny and windy conditions today with a high 70, low 49. 80 with sunshine tomorrow, down to around 61. There are scattered showers in the forecast. A 50% chance of both Saturday and Sunday, right? right now. We're at 56 on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob, Provident Financial Group, LLC.com.
From the Fox Business Network, oil prices are higher following the Gulf of Oman incident. However, stock futures are also higher. AT&T has launched its first mobile 5G phone. Company says it's a Samsung Galaxy S10 5G. It'll begin making the phone available to AT&T business customers and 5G developers next week. RH, formerly known as Restoration Hardware, is optimistic about this year and says it's avoiding issues with tariffs related to the U.S.-China trade dispute. Its earnings for the spring quarter were stronger than expected. Tyson is about to get into the plant-based food trend. Starting this summer, you'll be able to buy Tyson nuggets made from peas, flaxseed, bamboo fiber, and other plants. Executives believe the business could grow to $1 billion in sales a year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
CMI Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, locally owned and operated. Brad and Betsy Parks, you got to go there on Bloomington Road. They got all the stuff, all the cleaning equipment. They got a service department that fixes machines that you clean industrial stuff with. Really, really good. CMIClean.com, 359-6262. Tell them Stevie J, their best employee of all time, sent you. I was there for 4 hours.
Yeah.
After my 4 hours, I think they were crying with joy that I was leaving. CMIClean.com. All right. The case of Brent Christensen. So you go through 2 years of all this. You gather all your evidence. And in the opening statement, the attorney for Brent Christensen said, yeah, he did it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, legally, he was responsible. And then they got into the gory details. Did you hear all that?
No.
Oh, it's just sick. So I don't know. I don't need to recap, you know, the gory details of it all. Suffice it to say, he did everything you can imagine. It was gory. It was awful. And if there's ever a case for the death penalty, isn't this it? State of Illinois banished that in, what, 2011 or whatever it was. But in the federal court, you can still have the death penalty, which is what this is. And it's so, and this is a guy that had this fetish with serial killers.
Yes.
Who was on tape talking about this was his 13th victim.
Yes.
He aspired to be Ted Bundy. An absolute psychopath. So the question, you know, I mean, I think we all thought that the evidence was going to be overwhelming, and it was. They had all the DNA. They had all this stuff. I mean, he you know, there was no getting out of the guilty. So now they're trying to save his life. They're trying to get him life in prison versus the death penalty. And the whole position in the whole jury pool, all of that stuff that went on for weeks, the defense was simply trying to find sympathetic people about the death penalty. So I think it'll be interesting as they continue how all this plays out. But the bottom line is she's dead. He did it. And it's just awful. And so what do we do with that? I mean, you do what the law allows. And that in this case is going to be death or it's going to be life. And again, I'm not even sure where I am on the death penalty. I think justice has to be served. But from the standpoint of, you know, my foundation of faith, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about the death penalty. I've always been kind of what I want to do when I hear about cases like this and they're absolutely guilty. What I want to do isn't right because I get angry. And to take somebody out back and just shoot them isn't right either. But that's kind of the way the anger you feel that somebody takes advantage of a very smallish Chinese woman who's in America. And you do that, it angers a lot of us. So you have to step back and let the legal process play out. Hey, he'll either get life in prison will support him for the rest of his life in prison, our tax dollars, or they'll, you know, put him to death. So whatever happens, it's this, what we thought would be a sad ending to an awful story is exactly what it is. And the poor family that's in Peoria enduring all of this, I mean, their worst fears were confirmed yesterday, because I think at this point he had a not guilty plea the whole time. And then the defense comes out and said, yep, he's responsible for it. But, you know, he was a...
I'm just reading some of the grisly details, and I'm shaken up. I mean, this is horrible.
There's just no sense for me to read those, right? I mean, I don't want to do it. It doesn't matter. She's dead. And it just he's a sicko, psychopath, and justice will play out. And we'll let the people and the jury and the judge figure out whether this guy gets the death penalty. But, you know, apparently his grades had been faltering. He bought some ROM. He had a bad relationship. Then he had another relationship. It's just, okay. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. Doesn't excuse anything. So, sorry to say, this is a Wisconsin native who came to Champaign-Urbana to try and get his physics PhD. And then he's a psycho. So sad stuff. Our prayers are with the Chinese family and contingency that came all the way over here. And, trying to put some closure for those poor people. All right, ESPN 93.5 will break for the news. Committed to reelect Donald Trump, Ted Harvey from Colorado, coming up in just a few moments on developments overnight in the national scene. We'll touch on that next. It's ESPN 93.5. Diane DC will be right back. Live from Marion, Illinois this morning, I am Stevie J. We'll check your Fox News. Jamie Monticelli coming up after that. Glad you're listening. Thursday morning, it's June 13.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says sure, he'd listen if a foreign government offered dirt on a 2020 campaign opponent, saying that's not election interference.
It's not an interference. They have information. I think I'd take it. If I thought there was something wrong, I'd go maybe to the FBI if I thought there was something wrong.
But the president tells ABC he wouldn't have to report it. Some of the Democrats running for president call the comments a national security threat. Oil prices are up after explosions suspected to have been attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. And hockey fans in St. Louis are celebrating.
The St. Louis Blues with a 4-1 win over the Boston Bruins in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final to hoist the cup for the first time in franchise history. Ryan O'Reilly, who scored the first goal of Game 7, came away as the Conn Smythe Trophy winner for Most Valuable Player as head coach Craig Berube becomes the first midseason replacement to win the cup since 2016.
That's Fox's Matt Napolitano, and this is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Two people have been charged with aggravated arson in connection to a weekend fire. That fire broke out at the Bankier Apartments property in the Campus Town area. The News Gazette says Champaign firefighters said a resident saw flames and called 911. Firefighters got that fire out quickly, but the fire did tens of thousands of dollars in damage. Two teenage boys have been charged in the case. Both are being held in the juvenile detention center pending hearings next week. Three businesses and 13 tenants were displaced. Probation is the sentence for a Tolono woman who admitted she helped two men with the holdup of a Savoy gas station in late 2017. 20-year-old Jerrica Good had formerly worked at the gas station and gave a code to unlock the cash register to two co-defendants who robbed the gas station. If she successfully completes the sentence, she'll have no record of a conviction for burglary. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually called a lot of roofing companies, good estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
Let us get to know you like we know this community. From football fields to cornfields. If you share the community spirit, come see why you and I belong together. U of I Community Credit Union for campus and community. From humble beginnings and small victories, you've got a fighting spirit, and we're your biggest fan, working to help you keep more of your money. Come see why you and I belong together. U of I Community Credit Union for campus and community.
What are we going to do for the 4th this year? We have no plans.
How about the 70th annual Champaign County Freedom Celebration?
What is that?
There's a 5K race, parade, and evening program with free music from Reckless Whiskey plus fireworks.
Wow, that sounds great. Where is it?
All of the activities will take place around the State Farm Center in Champaign.
Honey, throw it on the schedule. It's going to be a great 4th of July.
Join us around the State Farm Center for the Champaign County Freedom Celebration. Head to their website, July4th.net.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 35 years at wattscopy.com.
Well, it looks sunny and windy today. We've got some fluffy clouds and the northwesterly winds at 20 miles per hour. Today's high at 70, 49 our low into the evening tonight. 80 the high tomorrow, down to 63 with sunshine. A scattered shower chance both Saturday and Sunday at 50%. Otherwise, we're teetering right around 80 for our highs and down into the mid-60s at night. We're currently at 56 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, Ted Harvey, are you there?
No, not yet.
Ted Harvey from Colorado. Hey, we joined Colorado as a legal marijuana state. Right on, dude. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, St. Louis Blues are your Stanley Cup winners. And, yeah, great. I know it's what St. Louis has right now because the baseball team's hurting. And it's been... It's just there's something wrong with this team, and maybe they are too comfortable. But boy, would I change it up. I would not tolerate what's happened to this team. I mean, they'll just go in. Cardinals will go in, get three hits. That's just ridiculous. They were facing a double A pitcher last night. Guy was called up from double A, and you can't get more than three hits. I think they're too comfortable. And they need to, I would instill a little urgency because the team is not acceptable. And too much money and effort and a lot of fans supporting the team, the Cardinals have got to shake this thing up and bring somebody in that's going to rile some feathers. It isn't happening now, and it's very disappointing. It's just a weird vibe with the St. Louis Cardinals. They look okay occasionally, but most of the time, it's like, ho-hum, I just struck out again. Hey, what do you want to do after the game? I don't know. They don't want to hire me because I would instill a little urgency in their life because that's not what they look like they have. It's like business as usual. You're at third, you're at short, you're at second. Hey, let's get them. We got a good team. Okay, we'll get three hits tonight. They face Jacob DeGrom, and who knows what the Cardinals will do. I wouldn't think they'd get more than three or four hits. They just aren't very good right now, and I don't know what to say. They got issues, and there's something more than just the players aren't hitting. There's something wrong with the chemistry. It feels a very lackadaisical and does not feel like, it's a long season and we're really close and okay. Well, you want to watch a movie? a little frustrated with my team.
So Ted Harvey had to cancel.
No worries. Glad to have you listening. It's ESPN 93.5. And again, the Blues winning the Stanley Cup. Maybe the Cardinals. Because the Blues back in November, St. Louis Blues hockey, they were a really bad team. They changed coaches. And then all of a sudden this happened. So maybe the Cardinals can look at that and say, you know what? We were really bad in May and June. And then we did this. And look at us now. Well, that could happen. That's possible. So, I mean, it was a great story. Amazing Cinderella. 52 years without a Stanley Cup. They win one. And St. Louis will have a parade. They'll be celebrating. It's certainly gotten all the attention, deservedly so, in St. Louis. And it's been a real Cinderella, the way they've made this run. And, boy, I thought the NBA was a long season. How long is hockey? Man, that's a long one, too.
Yeah, it is.
Middle of summer, we're on ice still.
Uh-huh.
So we got the NBA tonight. I think the NBA dynamic has changed as well. Kevin Durant came back, as you know, the other night for Game 5. He was sensational. And then he tore his Achilles.
Right. And actually so he has had surgery for that ruptured Achilles. And actually, they're saying he could opt out of his deal and become a free agent June 30th. And there's some pressure on Coach Steve Kerr as to, was he pressuring Kevin Durant to get back in? All of that.
Well, the team president was crying at the press conference. He was crying. And he said, it's my responsibility. I'm in charge of this team. And it's my fault, and they were upset about it. But the thing is, the players seemed to have rallied around Kevin Durant. And just from my perspective as a fan, sometimes when you have a reason, the whole thing ratchets up a little bit. So the whole thing's been ratcheted up for the Golden State Warriors in their drive to win three in a row. Three NBA championships in a row is ridiculous.
Right.
It's so hard. But they're in the Bay Area tonight. If they win, and I kind of think they will, I think the whole thing about KD, sacrifices health for our team, and we got to win this for him. And then it'll be interesting to see if Kevin Durant says, "Hey, I just want to stay with my boys." All this drama, all this emotion. Maybe we'll just stick together.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's the game six tonight, Golden State. And Toronto, if in fact it does go Golden State's way, I think it's a game seven, perhaps Sunday, something like that. All right, we have a little deal that we do most mornings, and I got another one for you today. Game Day Spirit is your home for all your Illini gear. And they've got some nice things. You guys got me that Lou Henson court pullover I love.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the kinds of things they carry. They're innovative. They've got new stuff. Game Day Spirit is located on 6th Street at Green and also Neil and Kirby. And if you want Illini gear, T-shirts, polos, whatever you're looking for, let me treat you. Let me take care of you. I want to give out $600 in stuff this morning.
Wow.
We're going to do a bunch of $50 vouchers for Game Day Spirit. Two stipulations. You have to use this within 7 days. And then you have to tell me what you thought of your experience. Were they nice to you? How are the fitting rooms? Things like that. So you text me right now, Illini, I-L-L-I-N-I. You know, we're like 79 days till the first football game.
What?
We play August 31st. August 31st. Now, if you want to be in your orange, text in Illini right now. And after 9 o'clock this morning, we'll contact you if you get one of these $50 vouchers from Game Day Spirit.
Well, and Dad's Day is coming up on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. There's that. Okay. There you go. Did I just take care of that or what?
Exactly.
359-2255. Text in Illini right now. Anybody? Anybody?
Oh, yeah.
Text in Illini right now for $50. And again, it's essentially called Use Stevie J's Money, Keep the Stuff, Tell Me What You Thought. That's really all it's required. So good luck to you. 359-2255, text in the word Illini, and good luck to you. Yeah, it's like 79 days we play somebody August 31st. And I renewed my season tickets. I've got 8 of them.
Okay.
So I'm trying to be loyal to you, Illinois. But we're going to know a whole lot after 3 weeks because this football team, if you have a chance at a bowl, going to need to go 3-0. And we should go 3-0, okay? And so hope springs eternal that Lovie Smith's fourth team will yield some spectacular results.
It looks like we play Akron.
And I don't care anything about nothing except we have to win the game.
Right.
The first three games, it's Akron, and then, I don't know. I just know that they're three very winnable games. I think they're all in Champaign, aren't they? Let's call up a schedule. But after that, then if you go 3-0, there are three more games on that schedule. And you know what? Somewhere you got to get an upset.
It's
you're going to have to beat somebody. You're not.
Then UConn, and then Eastern Michigan.
Okay, so whatever and whoever's whatever, I need to be 3-0. I don't care who you are in those first three games. The University of Illinois has to win those three games. You go 3-0, and then you look around and say, you know what, we're going to compete with this one, this one, and this one, and then we need to upset somebody. So that's how I'm looking at the season. I think they need to do that. I think it'll be a huge blow to us if we win three or four games. We need to get at least five or six. That's just a fan. Just talking real here.
And then
being
on
real.
Saturday, September 21st, Nebraska on our Hall of Fame weekend. So four home games in a row.
Well, that's awesome. I think Nebraska is going to be a lot different than they've been. They're going to be better. We always struggle with Nebraska. I mean, we've beaten them before, but not very often. So, I mean, let's just get to 3-0 and deal with it. And then if you're 3-0 and you've got Nebraska at home, yeah, we can do it. You're going to have to rise up and upset somebody. I don't know if Lovey's upset anybody. I don't think we've had an upset with Lovey. I really don't. I'm not sure. I think Bob Osmussen wrote about that in the News Gazette recently. Okay. Want to jump to sports?
Okay.
All right. ESPN 93.5. Quarter till. As people continue to text in, 359-2255, text to Illini for a chance at $50 a game day on me. Here we go. Sports headlines.
Well, and it's kind of good to look over this Illini season for our football team. I know we mentioned starting out with Akron. UConn, it looks like it will be in East Hartford, Connecticut on September 7th. Then
all right.
Eastern Michigan, Nebraska, Minnesota, Michigan. We've got some challenges, but you'll look good in your game day spirit attire. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Texting in Illini to 359-2255. Let's move on to the St. Louis Cardinals, or should we? They got blanked by the Marlins yesterday. The final was 9-0. Here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney, and last night in Miami, the Cardinals ran into a buzzsaw. A run in the first inning on a Cooper triple. He scored on a single by Brian Anderson. Then Garrett Cooper with two outs in the second after the Cardinals failed to turn a double play. And Miles Michaelis walked Garrett Anderson to load the bases. Cooper hit a slam. It was 5-0 on the way to a 9-0 Marlins win.
That's all that Jordan Yamamoto needed. He was making his major league debut. He gave up just three hits and seven innings of work. The Hawaii native, just 23, had a big night.
And his first major league strikeout was Hawaii native Colton Wong.
Workout buddies in the offseason. The Cardinals just honestly couldn't get anything going offensively, made some mistakes, and just didn't execute.
No time to worry about last night. Tonight, the Cardinals have to face Jacob deGrom. He's 3-6 for the Mets. Jack Flaherty will go for the Cardinals. Game one at Citi Field of a four-game series.
They need a bounce-back performance from the rotation for Jack Flaherty.
We're on the air tonight at 5:15.
And 6:10 start here on ESPN 93.5. On US 105.9, the Cubs will start a series up in L.A. against the Dodgers. We've also got 10-1 was the final yesterday. Carl Schwarber with a big bat throughout the game. 10-1, Cubs beat the Rockies. New York Yankees are on Chicago's south side to take on the White Sox. That's a 1:10 start. I have Nova to pitch for the White Sox. Toronto is at Golden State in Oakland, and the Raptors are up 3-2. What's trending, of course, is Kevin Durant had surgery for that ruptured Achilles. He could opt out of his deal and become a free agent June 30th. Of course, he had that strain right calf on May 8th. They're wondering about the organization, his support or pressure against Kevin Durant. That's all trending. And will that stimulate the Warriors to come back and then force a Game 7? And, of course, Stanley Cup playoffs are over, and the champions are the St. Louis Blues.
The St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions for the first time in franchise history.
Winning 4-1 yesterday over the Boston Bruins. Ryan O'Reilly was the MVP at sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
All right, good to go. Happy for St. Louis Blues. That's awesome. I'm just salty about the Cardinals. we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But again, they'll have parades and, you got a world champion in St. Louis. So that's pretty cool. Okay, we're going to check our weather in just a few moments. Stand by. Good to have you listening. As mentioned earlier, I'm live in Marion, Illinois for the next couple of days here for the Miss Illinois. The official pageant for Miss America in the state of Illinois. And my daughter Grace is giving up her crown Saturday night. She'll be on the stage again performing tonight. She'll MC the teen pageant tomorrow night, Miss Illinois Teen. And then Saturday night she'll relinquish her crown. And having had a wonderful, wonderful time in this system, Erica Harold will be here emceeing Saturday night. So it'll be great to see former Miss America, former Miss Illinois Erica Harold will be emceeing as she did last year. So that'll be fun. ESPN 93.5, quick break. Check your weather coming up next.
Hey, Lon, can you help me with some gift ideas for Father's Day?
Well, of course I can, Hans. I mean, I know you respect me and look up to me like a work dad. So what's up?
I don't know about that, but I need some ideas for my real dad, Lon.
Oh, well, listen, Hans, you should try a new polo, maybe a Nike hat from Game Day Spirit.
Thanks, Lon.
Shop at Game Day Spirit for the perfect gift for your dad, husband, or grandpa and get 20% off any regular price polo and buy one, get one half off all regular priced hats. Only at Game Day Spirit on Neil and Kirby and on campus at the corner of 6th and Green.
I know it's not super science, but it's pretty cool. I was getting money out for Mary Beth Karasik, who's going to Alaska with a group for Stevie J Travel. They're leaving Monday. And had to get her some tip money and all of that. And they just count that thing out. And then I just felt compelled to count it, too. And, of course, it was right. Busey's got it going on. They're a great place to work. They're among the top employers in our state for the fourth consecutive year. And let me tell you, with unemployment at 3.6, people are looking for good people. This is a great time to get more money and improve your status and get another job if you want to. And Busey is certainly one of those good places. You want to go where you feel appreciated. You want to go where they're going to give you a chance to grow. Well, big part of this Busey earning this distinction again is they asked the people that work there, the Busey associates, and they surveyed them. And that consisted of 75% of this evaluation. So when your own people are saying and raving about, that's pretty good. Busey thanks its dedicated associates for making this acknowledgement possible, fulfilling the Busey promise, a whole bunch of ways to bank with Busey, personal mortgage, business, cash management, wealth management, from buying a home, saving for your kids' education, to planning for retirement and beyond. Partner with Busey. Named 2019 Best Places to Work in Illinois. 800-67-BUSEY. Visit Busey.com. Stop by one of Busey's many convenient locations today. Investment product services not FDIC insured. May lose value. No bank guarantee. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Stevie, there was a text in, and it says, good morning. Yeah. How do you feel about Trump's comments about foreign information on dirt of his opponents and what he would do with it?
Well, let me ask you this. Would anybody else take information from anybody on an opponent in politics? The answer is yes. He said, if there was something wrong, maybe I'd take that to the FBI. He's essentially admitting what nobody else would have the courage to admit that they do. It's just Donald Trump says, here's what I'm going to do. He doesn't care. No. And now, of course, they blew a gasket about it. What did Hillary do? What about the dossier? It's just a double standard. Mm-hmm. That's what's confusing. Is that the Democrats will have somebody that does something, and it's no big deal. And then the Republicans do something or even intimate that they'll do something, and it's like freaking out. It's not consistent. That's why I don't give it much credence. He said, heck yeah, I'd look at some foreign information, but so would they. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. Be real. Be real. They're just searching. They cannot get this guy out. They cannot find something that sticks. It's driving them nutty. But that's my take on the thing. If you want to text in, feel free, 359-2255, 359-2255. I don't know if you saw this story about a woman whose son, an 8-year-old, was being bullied. I can't recommend what she did, but I can kind of understand it. We'll get into that coming up. Pause for the news in just a moment. Stand by. ESPN 93.5. And Diane, you're where tonight?
Oh, yeah. It's South Ridge Park, which is off Myra Ridge and Windsor in Urbana over by Meyer. And New Souls will be on stage. They have canceled the Neighborhood Nights Wednesday night feature, 6:30 to 8, and pushed it to Thursday. So should be a great show tonight. Free popcorn and lemonade. You bring your lawn chair on out. Enjoy New Souls at South Ridge Park. Details at UrbanaParks.org. All right, ESPN.
Check your news.
Yep. ESPN 93.5. News is next.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready.